This is Mark Roberts. I'm interviewing Frank Mather. It is May 13th, 2010 at 10:30. Mr. Mather, tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born in Buffalo, Kentucky here in 1924. I moved to Louisville when I was very young, 5 or 6 years old. Went to high school at Manual High School in Louisville, and through the other lower grade schools up to high school. Graduated from there, and went into the Army in March the 25th, February the 25th, 1944, and got out of the Army then in January or August the 14th. So I was actually in the service in one month, being 3 years. And I worked at the little tin stove company before I went into the service. Coming out of there, I worked coming out of the Army, I worked at Cross Motors, which is an automobile dealership, for 20 years. And then later I retired from that and started working as a worker at the on guard duty. It was one of the things that it was important, and yet it was dangerous even to those that were pulling the guard duty. Usually whenever I was in charge of that, I would have some kind of a signal to let them know who I was when I was even getting near to where they were guarding, because they were taught and they were practiced on shouting out different signals and different things, and if there's no answer, to open fire, because you didn't know who they were or what they were. And the people that knew that you were there knew how to let you know who they are. So some of those instances were very, very close and very scary, in fact.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things. You always had to be alert. I don't care what you were doing. You always had to be alert. And
did that wear on you?
It does. It does. If you let it, you have to do other things to counteract that. I just happen to think of one other. You're talking about funny things. What do you do? How do you use your time and so forth and so on? We had one fellow in our outfit that evidently was an avid golfer before he came into service. And somehow or other, when we went overseas, he sneaked one club in his bag to bring with him. And he ran out of golf balls a long time ago. But if we had a moment when we wasn't doing anything, there's nothing was happening, he would find little rocks, and he'd line them up, and he'd get out practicing with that golf club and hitting those little balls rocks out into the water. And we used to laugh at him, and I've often wondered what happened to him if he became a real golfer when he got home.
If he kept in practice.
But things like that you think about every once in a while. And even talking with you here is that I don't have things lined down. As I'm talking to you, something else I think about, mm-hmm. just so far different from whatever I was even thinking about,
mm-hmm.
pops up.
Yeah.
And
So what did you do to blow off steam? You weren't a golfer?
Wasn't a golfer, but we played ball. We managed somehow to find a football or a basketball or something. not after we got overseas. Although after we got over, after the war was over with, and we were had gone to Korea, that fall I was in charge of a basketball team, and if we had won our little area there, there was talk that we would get to go to Japan proper and play in a game there. Well, we got down to the finals, and we didn't make it, and we were sorry for that. But we did do things like that, especially afterwards.
But what about on Okinawa?
Okinawa,
were you just on all the time?
We were pretty well watching our P's and Q's there. Although there were times after the island was secure, there were times when some of the guys would maybe go down and go into some of those caves that I was talking about, and